Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Some COVID updates today as Nashville hits a few milestones and more vaccine rollout information on today's show.
Plus, with all the wildness of the past 9 months, we are going to highlight a few of the positive notes that the area has seen over that same time period.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Yes, today is normally Music Monday. We will be doing a new Music Monday episode next week. Count it right here. Exactly whatever 24 hours time, 7 days is, we will be right here with the Music Monday. With the Christmas bombing, we missed a lot of Nashville content and updates that we really want to get to. So we're going to be talking about a few things today to kind of even catch up with Nashville, which is wild. Nashville is moving at lightning speed, even for 2021. So we're going to try to catch up with it. There's a few things on the COVID side with updates that we need to get to, including some updates with vaccinations and everything. And then some surprising things about Nashville that are some awards and, you know, what's going to be some of the big things in 2021. We'll get to that all in a little bit later. First, according to News Channel 5, Mayor John Cooper has announced 500 small white flags are going to be placed in front of Metro's historic courthouse to remember the lives lost to COVID-19. So our number right now has hit over 500 deaths in the city. And Mayor Cooper said in a release that the flags will be placed on the public square lawn on Friday afternoon, marking a somber pandemic milestone. So they could be there. Obviously, this is as of a few days ago. So I don't know how long they will be on the lawn, but hopefully they'll be there for a little bit so people can go by and see those. I know that will be a very good sight for Nashvillians to see and remember what this pandemic has really brought to the city.
Yeah, hopefully nobody's playing soccer there while those flags are there.
I don't think so. I really hope not.
There is a lot of people that do play soccer on that field, especially when we're not in COVID time. So I hope that doesn't happen. But some other updates. The state of Tennessee has been releasing a lot of vaccine information recently, like what's that looking like for the state. But we have an update from Metro Nashville about some of their vaccine plans currently right now.
Yeah, so the vaccine stuff has been very interesting. I even heard a few days ago that Tennessee didn't even get all of the vaccines that they were hoping for. And so this rollout is, you know, probably a little bit slower than they thought. But according to News Channel 5, Metro Nashville officials said the county is ready to move up to the next phase of vaccine distribution, which is apparently phase 1A. 2A is an alpha. During the press conference on Thursday, so a few days ago, health officials said Davidson County has the highest number of healthcare workers in the state, leading to the delay of the phase 1A2, which allows residents of at least 75 years old to sign up for a vaccine appointment. Now, each state is kind of handling a lot of this stuff very differently. So this is specific to Tennessee and even more specifically Davidson County. Other residents eligible for the vaccine in phase 1A2 include outpatient healthcare workers with direct patient exposure, such as dental officers, chiropractic officers, home health organizers, and funeral homes, which I think they probably mean funeral home directors,
not the funeral homes,
not the funeral homes themselves. That needle in the wall
in
probably
the
won't be very effective. Those interested in making an appointment can visit Metro COVID-19's website or call the COVID-19 hotline to sign up. It's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week. But as of right now, it looks like those 75 and older are eligible for this right now. I know not only in Tennessee, but also nationwide, the rollout plan has been kind of in a controversial state of allowing healthcare workers and quote essential workers before elderly due to the state of you know, how vulnerable that older population is compared to the healthcare workers, which if they're sick, they'll just stay home anyway.
Yes.
So we'll have our healthy workers in and vaccinate the people who are most vulnerable right now. So I know that's been a hot issue around the entire country, but looks like we are now in the state of where people 75 or older can sign up, and kind of the next phase of essential workers are being brought into that group right now.
According to News Channel 5, HCA TriStar, Vanderbilt Medical Center, Meharry Medical, Nashville General, Ascension, St. Thomas, and VA are all making plans to provide vaccines for established patients. Metro Public Health Department asked residents who receive direct care from these hospitals and that are 75 years or older to look out for an email on how to get a vaccine from the hospitals directly.
So, and also both COVID-19 vaccines that are currently approved for emergency use require the two doses with a certain set of days. The public health department said those who receive the vaccine through the health department will be given a reminder card with the details on the recommended date to receive the second dose.
All right, now let's talk about something good that's always good here in the city of Nashville, and that's some local eats. I had the opportunity to have some delicious coconut chicken from a Chinese restaurant near my house called New China. There's probably like 30 New Chinas in Nashville.
No.
So
they can't be. They can't.
They can't be, but there's one China.
There's only one New China.
But yeah, I had this coconut chicken that was delicious. It's one of my favorites. It's only like $10. Like, you get a huge thing of chicken and some rice. It's fantastic. It's so good.
Is it
good.
Like the buffet style or like takeout?
It's takeout.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Chinese takeout.
I think buffets are still closed right now.
And really?
Even hibachis are still closed in Nashville.
Dang.
So
I was recently, I think this was on Friday, I was over in the Green Hills area. I saw like a Japanese steak kind of place, not a takeout, like a hibachi kind of thing. And it did not look like
it was open.
Looked kind of abandoned, but I didn't. That was just my assumption from looking at it from the outside.
There's one buffet I like a lot in Nashville. It's found in Bellevue, and I always forget the name of it. But they have the best bourbon chicken in the entire city. It's like crispy bourbon chicken. It tastes so
good. One of my favorite things out in the area is Sushi Train. Have you been to a Sushi Train before?
I have not.
It's fantastic. Where you can you can pick the plates that you want. It goes on a little train cart by everybody's table, and you see what dollar amount each colored plate is worth, and you just pick up what you want as it goes by your table.
Does it toot its a little horn like, "Hey, I'm this type of sushi"?
No, you can. You just kind of. I can't remember how it tells you. I think there's some kind of label or something like that,
and then you pay for each plate that you eat.
Yeah, so you just pay for the different color plates are worth a different dollar amount, so you know when you're picking that plate up how much, like, that's either a $2 plate or a $3 plate or a $1 plate.
I need that.
That's really cool.
I need that in my life for hot chicken.
That would be, gosh, I wish they would incorporate that into more places.
That'd be really cool. So much fun.
And we have something else exciting in the food world that we'd like to talk about today. We have partnered with Tiff's Treats to do an amazing giveaway for four $25 gift cards with Tiff's Treats. Now, if you don't know, and you're saying, "Aaron, what the heck is Tiff's Treats?" This is a cookie company. They have them in a lot of major cities, and we are blessed to have one in Nashville because they are good. They are many people's favorite cookies. Really, what a lot of people use them for is if you are going to send somebody a gift and you don't want to send them just a card or a gift card, you want to send them maybe food. Tiff's Treats is one of those places where you can send them a box of food. It almost looks like a present that you're getting, but of course, it's delicious cookies.
Like a present too.
It does.
When you receive those cookies, you're like, "Oh man, this feels like a present."
It does.
And you can actually use code on their website, and their website is cookiedelivery.com. You can use this code. ExploreNash25, ExplorNash, the numbers 25, for a 25% discount, valid until January 18th, and cookiedelivery.com to use that code.
And again, that's ExplorNash25 for a 20. Sorry, I'm eating Tiff's Treats right now, and it's so good. I need a snickerdoodle.
I think right now both of us are eating a snickerdoodle.
Fantastic.
It's so good. But you can also text us at Tiff's, or text us at 615-392-1358. And the keyword you're going to use for that is Tiff's Treats, TiffsTreats, for a secret code.
So the biggest way to enter for this is to go to our Instagram and make sure you're following us. Make sure you're following Tiff's Treats. And go to our link in our bio on our Instagram account. And there will be multiple ways to enter to win these four $25 gift cards. So many chances to win this. And trust me, you are going to want to... Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering right now. Dude, after
I want a glass of milk so bad right now.
It's infectious. We won't be able to get through this with talking about how good these cookies are. But to win those, go to our Instagram, look for our Tiff's Treats post on there. You'll be able to see it. It's a photo of cookies, and read the rules in there on how to win one of these four $25 gift cards. It's absolutely incredible. Gosh, they are so good. And read the rules on there and use code if you just want Tiff Treats right now. You don't care about the gift cards. You can use the code XPLRNASH25, ExploreNASH25, for a 25% discount that is valid until January 18th. Use that on their website. And if you want more chances to win beyond what's on Instagram, if you want a little secret code, all you have to do is text Tiff's Treats to 615-392-1358. We'll put that in our show notes so you can kind of see that written out. But we need to go get some milk, and we'll be back with Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorers Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to watch the sunrise from a little area called Love Circle. And this is in West Nashville, right off of West End Avenue. And it's a great, probably one of the best views of the Nashville skyline. And I would recommend going sooner than later, because that skyline is ever changing. And there may be a point where you never see the actual downtown skyline. You
or can the Batman see, building.
Or the Batman building. You maybe only see the Midtown skyline. So I would recommend heading to Love Circle as fast as you can.
Love Circle is a weird place. Because it's peaceful, yet sometimes a little bit trashy, yet sometimes a little bit historic. Well, kind of all the time historic. But you can enjoy a great sunset there. There's free parking around the area. You could even watch a great sunset there. I mean, that's how really cool Love Circle is. It's, you can see the sunrise and the sunset from the same location because it is so high up in the topography of Nashville, and it's great to see the skyline. It's great to really get a view of what that Midtown going into West Nashville and downtown area really looks like. So if you're looking for a great place to watch a sunrise, sunset, then Love Circle is what we are going to recommend. But if you are going for sunrise, we're going to give you a great place that's not too far away to enjoy some breakfast.
So over in Hillsboro Village, which is literally, if you're good enough, you can possibly throw a stone and hit Hillsboro Village.
Okay.
Maybe.
Challenge
maybe,
accepted.
Maybe. But for breakfast, go grab some Pancake Pantry. My favorite pancakes from this place is called Chocolate Sin. And it's just literally fluffy pancakes that are filled with chocolate chips. I think they put whipped cream on top of it. Get yourself a glass of warm milk. I wish they served warm milk. Get your glass.
A warm milk?
Oh, dude, warm milk is so good. I love warm milk with cookies. So good. Get yourself some pancakes, some breakfast food at Pancake Pantry.
All right, that is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily, get 10% off their next online order, in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
Okay, so Nashville has obviously been through a lot. If anybody has started counting, you probably lost count by now of all the things that have affected Nashville in 2020. So what is the good that has come out of these past several months, and what are we looking forward to? What's on the horizon for Nashville as a whole? So there are a few things that we've identified and that we're going to be talking about today that really have painted Nashville in a positive light recently and gives us a lot of hope for 2021.
Yeah, and one of those things, this seems to be a very common occurrence the last like 5 years, is Travel and Leisure or some type of big travel company is mentioning Nashville as one of the best destinations to visit here in the United States. And that is true again. So Travel and Leisure, they have ranked Music City as number 27th of their top 50 places to visit in 2021. But this is a little bit different than years past, because typically Travel and Leisure features destinations from all around the world. But they're only doing United States cities in this list.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first saw that, it made me think, really, Nashville's 27? Like, it's not like 3, 4, 5, 1. Stuart kind of said that, you know, there are a lot of places that aren't big cities that have made the list, such as places in Alaska.
Alaska, Montana, yeah, Colorado.
Things that aren't necessarily filled with a bunch of
people,
tourists.
Let's just be honest. Yeah, people.
Yeah, I mean, there's almost no way.
Literally, their number one on the list for travel and leisure is the Alaskan coastline, and I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing. Travel and leisure. You just want people to live on a boat by themselves.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully, a whale doesn't tip over their boat.
According to the Nashville Business Journal, the city was touted for several attractions set to open this year, such as the National Museum of African American Music, the W Hotel, and Assembly Food Hall, among other attractions. They include a quote in there. Other cities not too far away from Nashville made the list: Birmingham, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Lexington, Kentucky. And they include a link to kind of the full travel and leisure report in that National Business Journal article.
All right. So back in October of 2020, one of the most positive things that happened in 2020 in this city is one of our first luxury hotels opened in Nashville. It's a handful of luxury hotels.
I want to almost backtrack on that point, because in a lot of people's minds, we probably had luxury hotels before, in air quotes. What separates out this hotel that opened up in October 2020, the Grand Hyatt, from maybe other brands that, you know, still kind of seem a little bit luxury?
We did have a couple luxury brands. So we had JW Marriott, we had the Westin Hotel, we had the Capitol, the Hermitage Hotel.
Sure.
They were considered luxury, and basically what's considered luxury is the amount of amenities for the residents staying, not the residents, the people visiting at the hotel or staying in the hotel, and it's all based on amenities, how many restaurants per person.
So there are a lot of factors that go into this.
There's a lot of factors. The thing that's different about Grand Hyatt than a JW Marriott or some of these other luxury brands is once you have a Grand Hyatt, you're established as a city of luxury.
So it's almost a status, the Grand Hyatt, and then
the Four Seasons.
The W that's coming in this year are really status symbols of luxury hotels in a luxury industry.
Yeah, and that was we have the hospitality force now to be able to compete with cities like San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, because we have that luxury market.
And, you know, not only did the Grand Hyatt come in, but it's also really coming in with some notoriety.
Yeah, so according to the USA Today, they did a poll recently for the top 10, best polls nationwide. The Grand Hyatt brought in one of the top awards from USA Today, and that is the best new hotel in America.
So this is really cool to read because, like I said earlier, Nashville hits a lot of lists, you know, but we're constantly sitting at that 3 to 10 area a lot of the time. But for Grand Hyatt to win the best hotel of 2020, I think is absolutely fantastic. And it's probably a lot of those things you mentioned. They came in with the right restaurants, the right amenities at the right time.
The amazing views from their rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Which the update about the jumpers, the guys who off of the rooftop, according to,
I think it's, I saw a news alert from the Tennessean.
According to them, the two guys who parachuted off, they're not going to be charged with anything right now.
That may
change. You could actually go watch that video on our Instagram account at xplr.nash. But the Grand Hyatt, because of this award that they just got from the USA Today, they're actually going to be doing this really cool thing for the rest of the month for $899 package. This includes two nights, a history tour, and a whiskey tasting at the Union Station Hotel. And then another two nights a $200 food, beverage, and spa gift card, and free valet parking at the Grand Hyatt. That's a great deal.
That's absolutely incredible. So in the Nashville Business Journal article, it says the hotel, you know, these are some of the reasons why it ended up winning. The hotel offers one of the tallest outdoor rooftop lounges in Nashville, a fifth floor pool deck, and a world-class spa. R&R Wellness. The hotel also has multiple culinary options, including the Nashville Grange, described as a Tennessee-to-table restaurant serving locally sourced dishes, and a new contemporary renditions of luxury favorites concept from James Beard award-winning chef Sean Brock, called the Continental.
Yeah, so you could check out the Grand Hyatt in downtown Nashville. It's a fantastic place. I still have not gone to the rooftop bar, but I plan on going now.
Yeah, it's just an incredible thing for Nashville, an incredible thing for Grand Hyatt. And also some exciting news for this is Tennessee as a whole. This is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. It showed that the United States nation's population growth has slown as a whole, but Tennessee has really kind of been an outlier in those stats because of its growth.
The country as a whole grew by 0.35%, or about 1.1 million people between 2019 and 2020. Tennessee grew more than twice the national average at 0.83%.
Jeez. And it says the new population figures include changes due to births, deaths, and migration. A Brookings Institution report attributes part of the decrease to the pandemic, which brought more deaths and more travel restrictions to most of 2020. Tennessee kind of is ahead in that. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. A lot of the states that are losing population, Tennessee is grabbing some of that population from California, New York, Michigan, and so on.
Well, so according to U-Haul, they just had this huge press release come out last week. Tennessee is now the number one growth state for retain or like new people moving to the state in 2020. And the reason for that is because of all the lockdowns and restrictions in other states.
Sure.
We see people moving in from California, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, and there's some other state that I literally cannot remember what it is. But U-Haul said, hey, more people are coming to Nashville with their U-Hauls and keeping their U-Hauls here.
Oh, wow. I mean, their parking lots are always full in that downtown location, so
it is.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I don't if I'm using U-Haul, I don't rent from that location. We have some more positive news to bring you tomorrow. The city of Nashville has been trying to develop this East Bank area of downtown Nashville right on the East Bank of the Cumberland River. And it looks like we have 14 different companies that have put in their bids to possibly land the contract with Metro to see what the East Bank could look like in the future.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that more tomorrow to give you an in-depth look of that update to the East Bank. All right, our local artist of the day is Cypress, and we're going to be playing her song Mortal. This is a great 2020 release. You can find Cypress's Spotify link in the show notes as well as her website. You can listen to all of the incredible artists who have been featured here on the Nashville Daily podcast by clicking the link in our show notes or going to Nashville Daily Artist of the Day on Spotify. It's a great playlist to discover new local artists in town. A little bit about Cypress. She's been in Nashville for 4 years and has one of her favorite restaurants that I think we, Stuart and I, both really share an affinity for.
Yeah, so this is Mangiato's, and this is located on West End. It feels like this entire episode has been about West End and Love Circle.
I know, really. It almost has.
We've been talking about that a lot. But this is a great Italian restaurant. They have my favorite tiramisu in town, and they also have, I think it's a really good pasta deal. It's like buy one, get one occasionally.
Oh, it's so great.
So if you're looking for some good Italian food, this is the place to be.
All right, here is Cypress with her new song, Mortal.
They told me go and achieve, so need a box that could see. Built an empire for me
till the world felt drunk and ashes.
You built a gate around your house, three car garage made of glass. Yet all the gold made no sense
when the world felt drunk and ashes.
Take a good look at all your treasures and toys, cause it's all about to mean nothing. Times like these make me believe I'm just a mortal. Mortal all my dreams and striving seems to be treasures and toys, 'cause it's all about to mean nothing. Times like these make me believe I'm just a mortal, just something mortal, mortal. All my dreams and striving seems to be nothing more than just something mortal, mortal. Ending, isn't it? Now we're in it with no more defenses. Yeah, we're so independent, but all of it's ending, isn't it? Now we're in it with no more defenses. These make me believe I'm just a mortal, just something mortal.
That was Cypress with her song Mortal, and you can go follow her and all of the incredible artists that have been on this podcast, Nashville Daily Artists of the Day playlist on Spotify. And like we said, we are headed to the east bank of the Cumberland River tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about some River North updates and East Bank updates.
Looking forward to it, and you know there will be food. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.